Chapter 45, Me, Myself, and I. I never should have trusted Adam Egott to keep an eye on Keene. Now my secretary is gone, and I have to find him and find him fast. I have no idea how long he's been gone or where he is. We were finally starting to get some good work done. I thought we'd found a way to finish the book and pay off my debts, with me telling all my great stories one after another and Keene typing them down. I even let him throw in a few of his own lines from time to time to make him feel like he could become a writer himself one day. I talked to Julie just yesterday, and she told me that we were only about 1,000 words short of a book. At the rate Keene was typing, we would have been finished in a few days. We were so close. But now Keene is gone, and I am lost on the streets of Manhattan, knowing that if one of the goons from the Cadillac finds me, there's precious little this bat will do. I wander the streets for a long time, and pass the Regency House, where I once lived and was happy. But it has been destroyed and replaced with a 4-story art gallery. Everything above that is sky. I try to locate the 35th floor and the apartment that was my home, but it's just sky now, and I don't have the imagination. I forgot to change these clothes. Everything I wear says exactly who I am. So now I walk down the street with a huge target on my back, looking for the old fool.
I feel a little cold now, so I hasten my step, knowing I'm only a block away from a crackling fireplace and a warming shot of morphine. I'm sure Mr. McDonald will feel quite generous once I pull the McSorley's menu from the pocket of my SNL jacket. He will be confused when I first present it, but then I will announce it is the end of the book and the start of the money, and the party will begin and the morphine will flow free, and I will take just a little too much, and they will all think it was a tragic accident until they find this note. The future makes me so happy.
At first, I think I'm looking at a mirror that's right in the middle of the street. But no, it's just Keene doing his best impression of me. I walk straight toward him. It is very important I keep him from making a scene.
Oh, God, it's him. I can see he has violence on his tiny mind. In his hand is the Gehrig bat. My most prized possession, the Gehrig bat. The lout has stolen it, and now he clearly means to use it to strike me. I don't care much about myself anymore, but I'll be damned if he destroys that historic bat with my skull. I fumble in my pocket for the pistol, pull it out, and aim the best I can.
I see the gun and freeze my step. His grip is weak, but he aims right at me. I try to speak reason to him, but I can tell he can't hear. I'm out of time now, and can only hope he misses. Once again, luck is my only out. I see the gun shaking and his eyes close tight, and there is nothing but that peculiar sound of a gunshot. And then I watch as my secretary's borrowed shirt turns red and he falls forward on the hard New York sidewalk. Behind him, I see the fat man with the artificial hair get into the back of the red Cadillac before it slowly drives away.
I open my eyes to see Mr. McDonald running full speed away, and I am on the ground and can't get up. My breath is too shallow for me to shout or even make a small noise, so I reach inside my pocket for the McSorley's menu and my pen, as I understand this will be the last of my writing. But as soon as I have a hold of it, my hand fails me, and the crumpled menu takes off running down the street. I smile, thinking that Mr. McDonald will have to finish the story of his life all by himself. Like all of us, I suppose. And then I smell the pizza. I know it comes from Ricardo's, across the street from my home, but it has never smelled this powerful or this good before. All I want in the world is a slice of Ricardo's pizza. The crust well done, with mushrooms swimming in red sauce and nothing else. I am filled with remorse at what I have done. I try to get up again, to follow the scent of the pizza, but I slip and fall backward and my head hits the hard pavement. I use my final breaths to take in the mushroom and the red sauce and the garlic. Life is so good.